From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is pushing a bill to rewrite rules for Wall Street. But as NPR's Maura Liasson reports, after a bipartisan meeting today at the White House, the two sides seem further apart than ever.
President Obama says he's confident the bill will not lead to any more taxpayer bailouts for Wall Street.
There's one lesson that we've learned. It's that a unfettered market where people are taking huge risks and expecting taxpayers to bail them out when things go sour is simply not acceptable.
But Republican leader Mitch McConnell left that meeting and blasted the bill. He said it would lead to more taxpayer bailouts. Republicans don't like the bill's proposed $50 billion orderly liquidation fund paid for by the banks. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner said he didn't think the fund was crucial, suggesting that there might be a way to find some bipartisan agreement. The Democrats need at least one Republican vote to break a threatened filibuster and bring the bill to the Senate floor. Maura Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke says he believes the current economic recovery will continue, though he also told members of Congress today the U.S. must take action to bring down the deficit.
I think it's important, even if we cannot balance the budget immediately, that we begin to think about how, in the medium to long term, we can put the federal budget on a sustainable trajectory.
Testifying before members of the Joint Economic Committee, Bernanke said while deficits are unavoidable due to the current recession, reducing the pool of federal red ink will involve difficult choices. Fed Chairman also said that even with growing signs of economic recovery, the unemployment rate is not likely to come down quickly. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin has ordered the inspection of all of that state's underground coal mines, and he's asking companies to halt production of coal on Friday to honor those who died in last week's explosion. More from NPR's Frank Langford.
Governor Manchin said the state will focus first on mines that have shown repeated risks for explosions in the past year. Manchin said inspectors will sample coal dust in the mines to make sure the combustible content doesn't exceed federal limits. An explosion at Upper Big Branch Mine, owned by Massey Energy, killed 29 people. Investigators think methane was ignited and then in turn ignited coal dust. Companies route air through mines to dilute methane. But in January, a federal inspector found air at the Massey mine flowing in the wrong direction. According to his notes, Massey managers had told workers, quote, not to worry about it. The inspector wrote that in the event of an accident, miners would have died from smoke inhalation. Massey corrected the problem that day. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
J.P. Morgan Chase is the first of the big banks to report earnings for the 3 months ending in March. The company says it posted profits of $3.3 billion. Those better-than-expected earnings helped boost Wall Street. The Dow is up 100 points today to close at 11,123. This is NPR. Former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin told an audience in Boston today that party activists should, in her words, keep clinging to guns, religion, and the Constitution, and tell President Obama to, quote, keep the change. Palin made her remarks at a rally attended by several thousand self-described Tea Party activists near the site of the original Tea Party, where colonists in 1773 protested being taxed by Britain while having no representation in the parliament. Palin said that the government needs to cut taxes so Americans can reinvest according to their own priorities. Final rally by the group is slated for this Friday in Washington, coinciding with the federal tax filing deadline. One strong dose of aspirin may be as effective as a more expensive prescription drug in terms of relieving the sharp pain of a migraine. That's according to a new review. NPR's Deborah Franklin reports.
British researchers reviewed 13 studies that looked at whether taking 3 regular-strength aspirin tablets was any better than a sugar pill in stopping the pain of a migraine headache. It was. Half the patients said that within 2 hours, a one-time dose of strong aspirin had substantially reduced their headache. For 1 in 4, the pain was completely gone. That's much better than the sugar pill did, and about as effective as low-dose sumatriptan, the prescription migraine drug. The doctors say children and teens should always avoid aspirin because of the risk of Reye's syndrome. Aspirin's also not the right choice for anyone with very frequent migraines. Taking too much aspirin too often is hard on the stomach. Deborah Franklin, NPR News.
Crude oil prices closed higher. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was up $1.79 a barrel to close at $85.84 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.